How do you actually follow God? One of the subjects of this week's Torah reading, Parshas Re'eh, which means to watch, to look, is the idea of a false prophet. If a person comes and says a prophecy in the name of God, and he makes a miracle to prove his prophecy, however, then he says, let's go serve other gods, let's go do idolatry and so on. God told me to do idolatry. We know it is a false prophet. In any situation, when he goes against what the Torah says, we know it's a false prophet. And then the Torah says, "Acharei Hashem lekechem taleichu." You have to go after God. You have to follow God. So the question is, how do you follow God? The most simple meaning is, you have to keep his commandments. Jews, 613 commandments. Non-Jews, 7 commandments and ramifications and so on. However, there's a deeper meaning over here. The Torah is telling you, just you have to follow God, as if God would walk in front of you or something like that, and you just have to follow him in order to get attached to him, in order to really be with God. How do you follow God? Now, one possible deeper explanation is as follows. Every single thing in the world, since the original sin of first man eating from the fruit he didn't have to eat and so on, is that everything is mixed with good and bad in the world. Every single object, every single situation in life has a good component and a bad component. And we have to learn to reject the evil part and to actually get in touch with the good part and so on. Being so, God is the one that leads the steps of man. And therefore, in every single situation in which you are found, you have to look, so to speak, for the godly, good, inner part of the situation. And usually, it's something that comes after you actually overcome that situation. You actually go through the situation, you will find the inner reason why the situation was actually presented to you. And that will mean a growth in your particular life, a refinement in your physical life and your spiritual life and so on. So going after God means knowing, recognizing that every single situation has a godly spark inside of it. Even the worst of the worst situations. And even nice, good situations also have an evil part, which would be the pleasure out of it, the physical pleasure out of a specific object, food, or whatever situation it is. That's the evil part of it. And we have to learn to reject that in order to actually absorb the inner part of it. That means the godly life that actually makes this thing alive. In a case of a food, of a piece of food, it would be the godly energy within the food that gives us strength in order to learn Torah, in order to keep the commandments of God, and so on. In a situation, it would mean, wait a second, this is a terrible situation, could be a suffering, God forbid, or whatever situation it is, I'm found over here because God wants me to teach, to learn something out of this. Or to teach something to somebody else, in whatever situation it is. Therefore, we have to follow God. What does that mean? You just give yourself to God, and he will lead your steps in a way that when you actually look into every single case, situation, you're found, look for godliness inside of it. You're following God. It doesn't mean only just to keep his commandments. It means to look inside of each situation and object. What's the real intention why God gave this, presented this thing to me? And how can I actually grow out of this object or situation?